Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by the Council for Biotechnology Information. We all know there are hungry people in the world. A United Nations report entitled Making New Technologies Work for Human Development says Western-based environmental groups are impeding efforts to address hunger in the third world by trying to block the development of bioengineered foods. For more information, visit the Council's website at www.whybiotech.com. And now for today's commentary. Today's commentary from Washington, D.C., but next week I'll be talking to you from the Ukraine. The annual convention of the Citizens Network for Foreign Affairs will be held in Kiev, the capital city. The Citizens Network is a nonprofit organization. I've been a part of it for 10 years. Our objective is to encourage U.S. investment and trade in the former Soviet states, introducing democracy and free market principles. I'll be moderating one of the panels, hoping to enlighten the leaders from Russia, Ukraine, Romania, and other states about how this business of agriculture in the United States works and how it can work for them. Ukraine has made some very real progress since I was last there 9 years ago. At that time, the deep, rich black land that stretches as far as the eye can see made my mouth water. What potential! But with the rule of law almost non-existent then, an oppressive government, and the land owned by the government, what hope did the farmer have? The economy was in a meltdown in 1998. And here's just one example of what the government was doing then. At that time, the government owned most of the grain storage. Well, the farmers would deliver their grain to the government storage. Then the farmer would want to pay the chemical company and the seed company by selling some grain. Well, surprise, the government confiscated their grain. No one got paid except the government. That doesn't encourage foreign investment. The government of Ukraine has made some reforms, though, but not enough. They still don't have a modern tax system. If they had that, they might not have to resort to stealing grain. And there is a better way. They don't have to look very far either. Russia has instituted a simple and fair 13% flat tax, and the tax money is rolling in. We should be so lucky after the cost and anguish of filling out all the complicated tax forms that the IRS burdens us with. Next week, from the Ukraine, which used to be the breadbasket of Europe, I am John Block from Washington.